Well, obviously, we've done some things that are out of character for us on special teams that, obviously you can't win if we do those things. So we're continuing to develop. We're working with a lot of young players and trying to get those guys in a position where they can go help us win.
Which young players have stood out to you so far?
Typically, I don't single guys out, but we are getting some good work. I think Eric Salbert is a good candidate. Duke Riley is doing a good job. Jermaine Grace is doing a really good job for the group.
What have you seen from Reggie Davis and Marvin Hall in the return game so far?
I tell you what, Reggie Davis has improved in the last 2 weeks. He did a nice job this past week with his kickoff return. Unfortunately, he was in a situation the week before where he had to manage a situation and we didn't take care of it. But he stepped back. To his credit, he came back the following week and did a nice job on kickoff return.
The addition of Andre Roberts, what is that going to add in the return game?
You know, Andre's an experienced returner. He's got some ability. He's got the ability to go score. He gives you a chance for an explosive play. And he'll be able to manage the game. So you got a veteran who already knows how to manage the game. He can create the explosive play, and he's a good football player for us. So.
What did you see with Taylor back there?
Taylor Gabriel? Yeah. Taylor Gabriel hadn't practiced. So.
Coach, Brian Hill played on all four cores last week. How's he doing special teams?
Pardon?
Brian Hill.
Right.
How's he doing special teams-wise?
I tell you what, he's giving really good effort. Really good effort. I can't say enough about his effort. He's a smart kid. He's very detailed. He's trying to do it the right way. And every week, these young guys are getting a little bit better. So it's a process.
I was tracking the kickoff coverage. You had Nick and Ward out there early. Mm-hmm. How are they doing? They're veterans that have
Yeah, they're giving themselves a chance, which is what we're asking them to do, to try to go out there, be productive. Let's go get some production. Let's go make plays. And in a sense, it may not be tackles, but, hey, let's go take two in a wedge. Let's go beat a single block and force the returner out of bounds, that type of stuff. And, they're both good competitors, and they're going to give us a chance.
How are you evaluating the group of gunners? I know that's an important job for you.
Yeah, and I tell you what, again, Marvin Hall did a nice job with that last week. Reggie Davis had a nice release last week. So there's two young guys that ended up showing up, and it was against the Steelers' good group. So that was always good.
Coach Dan talked about Mike's placement on the kicks.
Yeah.
You all want to see guys cover. So
yeah, Mike Myers done I tell you what, Mike Myers done a really good job. It's always good when you don't, you're not talking about the kicker. All right, so he's kicking. When he's kicking off, the ball's in play. He's putting it in the corner. He's putting good hang time on the ball in terms of kickoffs. He could blow the ball out the back of the end zone. We're evaluating our coverage guys and trying to get a feel for who can cover, who can get off of blocks. He's doing a really good job with that, placing it both left and right. Field goal-wise, he's done a hell of a job for us. Gave him some things to work on this past spring. He went home this summer, worked on it, and he's really improved.
Right. How intensely will you all be evaluating those guys?
It's like anything else. I mean, you're playing for roles. Mm-hmm. So everybody's got to play for that role and compete for that role. So we've got those matchups. So it's going to take these next two games to sort it out. You've got some close competitions, and guys are going to go compete.
And how's Jones Jeterius doing on the special teams? He's getting a lot of snaps on the
Yeah, he's got a lot of snaps on defense. He hasn't gotten as much on kickoff coverage. He's been playing a safety for me on kickoff coverage that hasn't gotten much action.
Okay.
What about some of the corners that have stood out on special teams?
Well, obviously, True Fontenot do a good job for us all the time. Brian Poole's a very good special teams player for us. He's our nickel, obviously, but can play corner, play safety. Very versatile, tough football player. So those three obviously jump right out for you. So. They're doing a good job. I try not to play them right now because I know we're going to need them on punt return, that type of stuff. So,
Coach,
Coach, the issues on punt protection last week, was it just a lack of execution, or is there changes that need to be made as far as how they're picking up some of those pressures? Obviously, you know, in the third preseason game, you might see some of those looks again.
Oh, yeah. Shoot, I'm glad it happened. I want it. I mean, I knew it was coming. You know, and I've tried not to. I don't want to tell those guys that, you know, hey, look, probably going to be some pressures in this game. But every time you get the further along we go, it becomes more like a real game. So we got some pressures. And now we know where we stand and what we need to get done. Okay? Understanding something and executing it is completely different. You know, so when you can give it back to me verbally, but can you actually demonstrate it and execute it? So that's where we're at with that group. And we've got to take that next step this week and grow a little bit and try to get there. So.
Coach, talk about the evaluation. Really might help for you guys going into the stadium. The game is going to feel really a lot more like a regular season game.
Yeah, I think every time we go on the field, you know, I mean, we've got to be ready to play. You know, it's to me, it's a game every time you go on a field. I years ago, I used to really believe that, people say, oh, it's just a preseason game. Don't worry about it. As soon as that national anthem's over, it's a game. So I got to play every game as if it's a game, and so we can get ready, you know.